The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. And if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake we'll find it." The Gospel of the Lord. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Gonna walk and never tire. Gonna sing and never tire. Gonna shout and never tire. I didn't just hear this song of liberty yesterday. I saw it. And I experienced it in this multicolor vision throughout the streets of Houston. That great expanse of freedom was right before us. We walked and sang and shouted. We may have grown a little bit weary after a pride parade or so, but we never grew tired of proclaiming the dignity that is the children of God, children of every identity, ethnicity, orientation, gender, expression, and ability. That's the kind of parade I want to march in. The parade where us and all of creation have been and will continue to be set free from a bondage to decay, and we will continue to obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. A brick was heard around the world. A brick thrown at the Stonewall Inn on June 28, 1969, that effaced the very structure that binded all of us from living in that freedom, that great glory of the children of God. And you, beloved children, on May 7th, when you became a Reconciling in Christ congregation, you made that freedom clear. And it's worth reading it now. Called by the Holy Spirit, we are committed to welcoming and celebrating all people, inclusive of culture, race or ethnicity, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation, ability, economic status, or family structure. We are committed to the work of racial equity and justice within and through our community so that all may be transformed to be fully the body of Christ in our world. We invite you to worship with us, receive Christ's gift of Holy Communion with us, share your own story with us, and serve with us as we strive into God's universal embrace in Jesus Christ. Freedom, my siblings, like this, is a burning fire shut up in our bones. And we are weary of holding it in. And we cannot, because this is our spiritual home. We shall build this home up, even though there are anti-trans legislation seeking to tear it down. There are bricks laid. You have known of these bricks, of care teams and leaders, of Michael Fry, of folks like him, old and new. All of us together are these jars of freedom in the sacred kin of our God. And last week, I reminded you of that particular calling as God's spiritual home, where each one of you has a part to play. And so today, I want to focus on that presence, the presence that brings you here, the presence that's within each and every one of your souls. It's that presence that keeps on burning up this fire in your bones, even when it seems like you are burning out. Six times, Jeremiah is crying out to God, seeking freedom from dangers all around, wanting not to burn out. Kings and prophets, droughts and solitude, Jeremiah himself is weary of denouncing and being denounced by prophets and being placed in public stocks for the mockery of all. And yet he knows that there is this word of freedom within him, deep within him, that cannot be held in. This is what he heard from the Lord. I am about to pluck them up from their land, and I will pluck up the house of Judah from among them. And after I have plucked them up, I will again have compassion on them. And I will bring them again to their heritage and their land, to their home, every one of them. We feel like this sometimes, that we are plucked up for who we are, plucked up from who we are becoming. There's a word, my siblings, and it is freedom. It is that word that God's compassion is going to set before you, the familiar meal that you need, a bed to rest on, a quiet place to restore you from whatever is disorienting you today. Howard Thurman, I love him because he really shows us the shape of that interior life, that word. He says, this is the word that's within you. What I know of myself is my meaning. What I know of God is God's meaning. All this and much more is made clear deep within my own heart, my sanctuary. In other words, when we are burning up, trying to not burn out, we are allowing God to make himself known in our lives, to give us meaning in deep within our hearts. And this is the meaning that God is giving to us. Jesus says it clear, you are of more value than all the sparrows of the world, all the trees all around us, that there is redemption for your bodies, that in this spiritual home, who you are, your emotions, your dreams, your movements, your desires, have been buried and raised to a new life in God. Now we can see why Jeremiah is, he's weary from holding it in. He doesn't want to let this word just sit within him. That even though he denounces God as an enticer and a conqueror, he knows within him there is a word that makes all things new. And he knows that because he knows Jacob and Moses. He knows Saul and Jonah. He knows Job and understands the nameless psalmists. All of them knew that freedom would deliver them from everything that would burn them out. Not by negating the weariness that we experience, but opening up space within us, a space so that we can be free to express to God what's on our hearts. You are God's spiritual home, and in each and every one of you dwells that freedom to speak to God. In this space, God has given you that freedom to express what is truly weighing you down. Your emotions, my siblings, what is anger and disgust and fear and sadness and joy, all have a part to play in this house. You know this. You know that God has delivered the life of the needy, all of us, because all of us need to hear that God's deliverance is this. Our emotions are godly and are the building blocks for this spiritual home. But don't listen to me, listen to Jeremiah. Listen to how he delivers his case for this spiritual home before God. He laments with every fiber of his being, knowing that as a child of God, he is free to speak to God earnestly and honestly. Let me cite four verses. He says earlier, God, my heart is with you. You hear the emotion? Your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart. Do not become a terror to me, O God. The word of the Lord has become for me reproach and derision. Siblings, these are the building blocks of the spiritual home, a home where we are free to be as complex as God has made us to be. Because we belong to a God who's much greater than we can imagine, who has made us in infinite ways of expressing ourselves, that perhaps we can even surprise ourselves when we truly, earnestly speak with God. That's my sanctuary, at least, the building block of the spiritual home that I want to live in. I hope you can listen carefully. Hope you can hear the saints marching in and singing and shouting with all the emotions of their hearts. I will praise you, O God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and I know them well. So let's march where the saints are coming in, siblings, because there's a great meeting in that promised land. Amen. Amen.